Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's coming
up, and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to get all of you entrepreneurs to help other entrepreneurs so that we all can grow our businesses and help others to start and grow their own business. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. It's actually nice to be able to see you.
Well, I'm here. Glad to be back. I actually took a vacation.
Yeah,
some of you like to know, the vacation was...
Yeah, I was going to say, how was it?
It was great.
When was the last time you were able to go on vacation like that?
Oh, probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
Or 15 or 10.
But hey, at least it's nice to be able to get away from the insanity for a little while.
But I needed a break.
Don't we all?
Right. So some of us should take some. I definitely encourage you to go free up sometimes, because in my case, I have a busy schedule. And I think as an entrepreneur, you will have busy schedules. Sometimes you just got to be able to take a break, walk away, and rethink things. And so the bottom line is I'm still here. Haven't left the show yet. But anyway, that's what we're all about. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, so now you know what the show is all about. Now, we just got through passing through Halloween, which yesterday I wasn't able to make it, but I'm here now. But I did have something to say for Halloween, and I still think it's appropriate, and so I'm going to talk about that tonight, but more so in terms of entrepreneurs. Starting a business or wanting to start a business that you could have a business that could operate one or two times a year based on peak season times. And so many of you participate in entrepreneurs. I need to back that up. Many of you participate in Halloween, and many of the things going on with Halloween involve entrepreneurs because it's something that happens once a year. However, the market is not crowded. It may seem crowded, but it's not crowded. According to statistics, that I found, there's 180 million people in this country that participate in Halloween celebrations, which means that's 180 million customers that possibly could serve somebody. Somebody is making up all of the candy and the toys and those types of things, all of the costumes, all those things. Somebody's making those things, and most likely many of them are entrepreneurs. And so have you ever thought about you becoming an entrepreneur and having some sort of business that serves the Halloween time period? Happens for about a week between the time of getting prepared and the time when it goes away, when everything stops. But have you ever thought about having a business that you could do something just during the Halloween season? Because somebody else is, and it could be you. Anyway, so tonight I'm going to tell you ways that you can do that. If you have any thoughts or ideas of having a Halloween business, I welcome you to call the station. Call the station. I'm not sure if you can see the number here, but the number is 727-441-3000. And it's 727-441-3000. I believe you can see it on the wall in back of me. It's over here. But if you have a thought of becoming an entrepreneur during Halloween time, I would like to hear from you, hear your idea if you want to share it, but also just to find out if you're interested. And I don't have all the answers, so you're more than welcome to call and ask some questions. But Halloween is big business. It's big, big business. According to the stats that you can find out on the government site, in the site called Statistica, right now they're saying that Halloween in 2023 is down from 2022, but it made $10.6 billion, and it's down to $10.5 billion now. So that's because of just the COVID and pandemic stuff, but $10 billion a year are being spent on this one holiday, which is Halloween. Somebody, and it could be you, could think of something, or you may have thought of something that, whereby you could attract a lot of those people who participate and start or have your own business. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some clues or some tips on things that you possibly could start if you had the idea. Anyways, I'd like to just have you think about that. But again, the number's right in front of you if you can see it. It's 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if the camera can pick it up, but it's 727-441-3000. And I welcome you to call the show and share any of your thoughts if you'd like, and go from there. So that's what the show is about. So I'm going to give you some information on business ideas, on ideas that someone has come up with, that talks about ideas that you could have for business, which there are some that have been implemented, and since the market is so big, there are others that are just there. If you have an idea, this list that I'm going to go through is just ideas of what you could do to start a business. I'm going to go through the titles and the topics and probably give you my 2 cents worth of what I think it may involve. But if you have an idea that you're willing to share your idea for starting a business during Halloween season or for Halloween season, that's what I would love to hear you tell us about, because somebody is making lots of people happy, and some of you are making an awful lot of money because people are spending an awful lot of money having fun during Halloween season. And so it affects all of us in this country, which goes from the little children up to the old, the elders. Anyway, so there's something in this event that we all like, and I'm just going to give you some ideas and tips on some businesses that you could start if you're thinking about that you'd like to start one, but you're trying to figure out the best way to start one. I'm going to give you a couple tips on what you can do to do that. But before that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. You're listening to myself, Gene Hodge, here talking about Halloween businesses that many of you could participate in, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough for all of you entrepreneurs, when the going gets tough, and it will, it should. If it hasn't gotten tough, you may not be pushing it hard enough, but you are going to experience some tough times, and you should be. That'll let you know that you're on your way, because it's something that requires effort. Anyway, but think about Halloween, Halloween is when you dress all up, and people are making money in many different areas. And I'm just going to mention some of those areas, but it comes from something I found that says Halloween business ideas, 50 plus Halloween business ideas. And think of the event itself, how long the event is, and I would suggest that you think of what do you do. That's the first thing. What do you like to do? That's the second thing. What do you like about Halloween if you participate in it? Or what don't you like about Halloween that keeps you from participating in it? I would suggest that would be the start, because somewhere within those thoughts, you may come up with an idea that says, I could help or have fun or start a business or create a business that services all of those people that I just got you mentioning.
Well, do you know what the purpose of Halloween actually is?
I don't know what the purpose is.
Well, it's a little bit of the history, Ross. Halloween is thought to have influences in Christian beliefs and practices. It has to do with All Hallows Eve, which is the night before All Saints Day, which is today.
Oh.
So it is a sort of religious holiday. I'd have to dig a little deeper to see how dressing up in costume and getting candy comes out of it, but it is a Christian holiday.
Okay, now, that
and
much...
unofficially the kickoff to the holiday season, as we have Thanksgiving rolling around in about 3 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 weeks from tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and then a month and a half, it's Christmas time.
Okay.
So it's unofficially the kickoff of the holiday season.
Now, that answer I'm going to suggest is correct. However, we've evolved so that we include so many other types of people, of so many other beliefs and things like that. So I don't know what the purpose is anymore. I know the intended purpose, but the purpose has expanded so that it's reaching those millions of people that I just got you mentioning. So anyway, so it started somewhere, but where's that now? It's affecting huge numbers of people.
Yeah, and Halloween costumes, according to what I'm reading, is that it comes from the belief that supernatural beings or souls of the dead roam the earth around this time. So it's kind of a way of sort of honoring the dead, if you will.
Okay, now just since you mentioned that.
Yeah.
As unfortunately, Gina, that we can't see you.
Yeah, Gina's currently digging into his bag of something. That's that wrestling nurse you're hearing in the background.
Here. Anyway, so...
See, this is what happens. Hang on a second, Gene. This is what happens when you tune into the Entrepreneur Hour each and every week here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You learn something new, whether it's about business or about life. So if you want to be able to keep up with all of this stuff, tune in every week right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, wait till you get to the Employment Opportunity Hour.
Same thing.
Talking about jobs. But let's just assume, I don't know if you can see me.
On YouTube, you can.
But as an entrepreneur, we can't see you unless you get in front of us. Some of you are very popular because you're out front, and some of you are very much in the background.
For those listening on the radio, the reason why Gene sounds muffled at the moment is because he's got a mask covering his face.
Muffled, doesn't it?
Yes.
He's like got a.
Yeah, that's why Gene sounds a little bit different than the way you're used to hearing him. He's got a mask over his face.
I'm going to change my image because this one has a cloth that goes along with it.
Yeah, see, now you can hear the difference.
Now.
There you go.
And you have a new entrepreneur.
Yep. And his name is Bruce Banner.
This entrepreneur presents a face that some of you may know of, some of you may not, but as an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to create your own face because it's your own business.
And the face that Gene's wearing now, you won't like it when he's angry. It's the Incredible Hulk for those that are just listening on the radio.
Well, many people become those Incredible Hulks that they get upset and stuff like that.
And you won't like them when they're angry.
Well, people who start businesses go through that phase, I'm sure.
Yes, they do.
And so be prepared when you just got to hearing the sound that the tough get going, it gets tough. Well, in many cases, people are going to talk about you because they're going to wonder about your business. Some are going to support you. Some are going to say, nah, it's the wrong business or the wrong thought. And so you got to become aware of the face you're presenting. And if it's the one you want us to see, keep it. That's what's going to distinguish you. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that you all can wear a mask. If you don't know what that is, keep an eye on the news, on your computers, and you'll see all people that are wearing masks. Their job is to put on an image to the rest of you. And so, as an entrepreneur, you want to create an image that people begin to know you, know what you look like, because you got to show up. Definitely got to show up if you want people to know who you are, what your business is. Now, obviously, there's a lot of business out there where you don't want anybody to know who you are. And in many cases, you don't want them to know what type of business that you're in. But for those of you that had businesses that you like a lot of people to know, then you must be willing to get out there and show your face or put on a costume, but participate, because that's what's going to help your business work. But anyway, I'm supposed to be talking about different titles, and so I'm going to take off one mask for the time being and come back to my original self. Some of you may not be able to tell the difference. But anyway, but these are ideas that someone or a group of someone's have thought up. You may have your own idea. And If you're willing to share that idea, then you're more than welcome to call the show, because that's what we're here for. It's called the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and it's for entrepreneurs. But the goal is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, because depending on what stage you're in, there are always others way in front of you and always others way in back of you that are still contemplating getting started. So we'd love to hear from you if you like. And again, the phone number is 727-441-3000, and you can give us a call. But Halloween business ideas. Okay, one is you can provide Halloween party planning services. Okay? It's having a business that helps others to plan their Halloween parties. Imagine servicing those that are wondering how to put together a Halloween party. You could start a business that helps people doing that. We're going to kind of jump around. But that's one. Think of starting a business that provides a service to all the others that are putting on parties. Okay, another one. You can sell Halloween-themed candies or fragrances. Maybe you can make up your own. Make up candles, make up fragrances, put your title on it, and you can sell those as a business, online, offline, as a business. Next one says you can create and sell Halloween-themed jewelry or accessories. A lot of people create jewelry, but think about how that could be used during Halloween, because you could have a more creative type business that attracts lots of attention. But the bottom line is you can do that for Halloween if you're not doing it, but it works during Halloween as well. But you can create specific types of jewelry. Anyway, so next one says you can offer Halloween themed home decor products. Okay, products that you can offer people that they can put in their homes during Halloween time. I would think that's what the business does, because many people would like to put types of I can't think of the right word, but they'd like to put different types of Halloween-related costumes, jewelry, products, pictures, all that sort of stuff into their homes, but they're not sure as to how to do it. And so someone could create a business that allows those types of things to happen. You could assist someone. Because again, it's $10 billion being spent. Somebody is spending money just for Halloween. It could be you helping those people to do that with your home decor products. Another thing that you can do, you can sell Halloween themed baked goods or confectionery. You can actually bake some things, create some Halloween images, and possibly start a business doing that you add more to the all the people that are celebrating. But you may have something that you could bake yourself, and I can't tell you what to put on it, but make it creative. But you may find out that you could literally start a business doing something like that. Now obviously you can go to the store and buy costumes and accessories. Somebody makes them. You could start a business making costumes. Have you ever thought of making costumes? Because possibly in your mind you have some thoughts about the costumes that you see, and possibly you have some thoughts in your mind as to how would you like to see something different. Well, you could be the author of that. But doing that and getting your business going, it just requires you to get started with one costume designated for Halloween and anything else that goes along with it. Anyway, so masks, like I just had a mask up a few minutes ago. You can create those types of things because you don't know what the customer wants. But what you do know is that Halloween is quite large, and it's a billion-dollar industry. So some businesses are quite aware of that. They spend a lot of time, but there's nothing stopping you from doing exactly the same thing. It's just a matter of getting started, getting the proper, I'm going to use the word development. You already have the idea, and everything comes from ideas. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. But I've gone past my time limit, and I think we need to take a little time out so that we have a short break so that you hear a little bit more. But I'm talking about businesses that entrepreneurs or that you could start, and or just ask others about starting a business related to Halloween. But we'll be right back, and I'll give you some more ideas that you can contemplate. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Inspired. Don't let anything stop you. You will have obstacles. You're supposed to have obstacles. That's what separates those who make it and those who don't, because the obstacles are challenges. This is the area where you grow, and growing doesn't stop. Because hopefully, if you have a successful, if you had the thought of a business, you turn it into a business, and you want to make it into a bigger business and a bigger business, and then so on. So just think about that. I'm talking about ideas for entrepreneurs or business ideas for Halloween season only. Things that you could do if you're thinking about starting a business. You've seen a lot of the interaction that goes on around Halloween season. You see the costumes, you see the parties, you see it affects the children, right up through the elderly people. It affects everything out there. The stores, businesses are all participating during Halloween. And it covers about 5 days. Some of you start a little earlier, 7 days. I know in the old days when it came to trick-or-treating, in those days you could go from door to door. Those kind of days are limited based on the communities that you may live in. But we used to start like 3 days before. And I want to say we, because myself, along with some other friends, but the bottom line is the entire neighborhood did that. And so everyone was prepared. And anyway, but it's a day that everyone can celebrate. And in your case, since this is the day after Halloween, you have an entire year to get prepared. You have an entire year to take the thought that you might have and figure out how to put it together, because that's what this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour is all about, is helping you to do that and get the expertise that you need or the help that you need, so that if you have that idea, you can have it up and running within the next year. And so just think about that, because we just got through passing Halloween. Anyway, but I'm going through ideas that someone has come up with and published those ideas, and I'm reading what has been published. From time to time, I might give you my own idea, because I'm one of the ones that may come up with an idea, no different than you coming up with an idea. And so these are documented, and you can, I'm going to suggest, if you're interested in different ideas, go out to the internet. You can almost find everything you want out there, almost. And if it's not there, you have an opportunity to create it and put it there. And so I'd like to have you think about that as well. You're here for a purpose, to do something. You have something to contribute. And I'm going to suggest that you look for what's missing that you could help to solve. That's my suggestion. Look for what's missing that you could help to solve, because you may be able to identify something that the others have not been able to identify yet. That's how come you can fill that void if you see a way of doing that. Anyway, so having a business during Halloween season, you may see something that no one is doing that you're aware of, but there's nothing stopping you from doing it. Anyway, I'm going to move on. With basically titles, things that you could do as a business and make money as an entrepreneur, or to grow your business where it has employees, but it's something that you could do in order to participate in the Halloween festivities during the season. Anyway, so here's the next one. You can launch a ghost tour business in a haunted location. Think of haunted houses, haunted areas, that you could launch your own business somewhere. If you don't think about it, if you know somebody that has a farm, has a barn, you could come up with ways of creating something that you could attract a lot of people, take them on a tour of could be existing places, or you could find something creative. But anyway, launch a ghost tour business in a haunted location. Let's see. That's another one that you could do. And I'm going to go down this list here. You could organize Halloween games or activities for kids, for teenagers, for young adults, for families, for seniors. Think of that. It could be wide open. The idea is here, it says for kids and families. I just gave you three or four other audiences that may not be being served, whereby somebody will pay you to serve those audiences. Just think about it. If you have the thought of creating games, doing things for fun, or activities that attract people, but organize Halloween games and activities for kids and families. That's something that I'm interested in as well. Okay, another is, offer Halloween themed party supplies and tableware rentals. Since it happens once a week, in a sense, once a week every year, you could possibly create a rental business or a supply business that supplies all of those types of things. Just think about it. It's something that is going on. You could do it too if you have the idea of how can you create something to serve individuals during Halloween. Now, obviously, if you can do it during Halloween season, then you'll probably be able to think about it for all the other seasons whereby large masses of people celebrate. But just to think about that. Now, Another business that you could think of, or think of maybe starting, is a photography business, a Halloween themed photography services. Be the person that goes around and takes pictures, records videos. You be that type of person that you could actually start a business doing that. And all of the audiences that I just got you mentioning, imagine serving all those different audiences with a photography service. Anyway, so just something to think about, whereby you could actually create a business. Now, one thing that's not here. You could create a business, and it could be a small business. In order to get started, you could create an official business by registering your business and actually going into business doing it. But those are thoughts on you. You've got to grow to a point to where you say, I want to grow my business a little larger, so you build on it. But think about if you like photography, going into business during the seasons. Halloween is one of them because people dress up to be different and to look different. I just had on a mask earlier, and I may put it on again. I may put on a different mask. I got two or three over here. But the purpose is to get you to recognize that those are business items, business things that people purchase, and they wear them or put them on just like you do and I do. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Having a photography business. I've got a lot of them here. You could create something for pets. Halloween costumes for pets. Imagine having a business whereby you create costumes, hand carved, hand developed, maybe, or just focused on pets, by which so many people have pets, and they would like to include them in Halloween celebrations. Imagine having a business doing that, where you're now helping the person with their pets. Just an idea, but that's what I'm here for, is to give you business ideas. And in so many places, so many people have pets. Imagine you knowing how to dress them up, and the other person doesn't have to do it. Anyway, but think about that. Think about the benefits that you could offer to a customer just to service their pets. Obviously, it may require a lot more because you got to like pets or be able to get along with the pets, but that's a business waiting to happen in a sense. And so I'd like to have you just think about these ideas. Somebody came up with the ideas, and that's why they put this list together, and I'm adding this list on things that I'm thinking of as we move down this list. And so I'd like to have you think about that. Now, obviously you can create and sell Halloween-themed arts and crafts kits. You can do that. You can find a lot of people doing that. But the bottom line is they have a business doing it. You could start one, too. And they're just ideas. But I'm pretty sure many of you out there, you have ideas. The only question is, are you willing to get started on it? And it starts by you putting the idea possibly on paper, getting it recorded, and looking at the first steps of what are you going to do, why do you want to do it, and that's how you begin to put your business together. There's lots of assistance out there, provided you let people know what you're trying to do. Anyway, don't worry about somebody stealing your idea. There's too many humans that may have similar ideas, but nobody has yours. And that's what I like to help you think about. It's your business, especially if it's your business idea. And so that's what I like to have you really think about, because like I said before, there's lots of help out there. You could have be friends with your competitors because the market is so big. It's huge when it comes to just for those few days. But people spend a lot of money enjoying those holidays. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that because that's what Halloween is for. It's something that entertains us. And many people benefit from it by serving us what we want. But I'm going to hold up there because we got to take a short break to have a message. But anyway, but you're listening to me. I'm talking about Halloween ideas for individuals that may want to start a business, because that's what entrepreneur is all about. But stay tuned. We'll be right back, and I'll share a little bit more.
Hey, Tampa Bay. Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. Everybody, I believe, wants to make money. I believe so. But if you
don't want to make money, you're fooling yourself.
That may be true. But I'd like to have you just think about it. Some people already have money. Some people want to make more money. Some people will tell you they don't want money. And I'm not one of them, though.
But I am. I want money to be able to live comfortably. It doesn't have to be exorbitant. Just enough for me to be able to take care of myself, my family, and travel every once in a while.
Now, when you put it that way, I like to get more, too.
Yeah, I've contended this most of my working life. I don't care what I'm doing. I just want to be able to enjoy it and make enough money to be able to take care of myself and my family and have a little bit of a social life, like being able to go on trips, be able to do fun stuff.
Oh, now you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, I want enough to be able to cover my expenses and live a little. That's all. It doesn't have to be anything exorbitant. Just enough to cover my expenses and actually enjoy what I'm doing, making said money.
Great statement. I'm just going to add on to that, though.
Sure, but please, by all means.
I just took a vacation.
Okay, and we talked about this before. It's the first time in 20 years.
Well, I told you 20.
that's your story. I'm sticking with it.
I'm calling mine a vacation. I mean, I have taken time off, but...
But this time you actually... Well, what would you define as time off versus a vacation?
Oh.
I think there's a difference, no?
What? There's my difference.
And that would be what?
Vacation for me is taking time out to not do anything that I must do, conditioned to do, in order to run my business, and just relax and go put different things in my mind so that the purpose is to clear the clutter out that's already there. Now, that's the vacation. Now, what's the other one?
Taking time off.
Taking time off is when I might get too stressed out or overwhelmed, which I seem to have that as well. And I have to take time out because I've got to figure out what to do first, second, and third because I have customers. I have other people I must serve. And so I believe that happens with a lot of people. Taking time out to kind of get things in order, but that's not a vacation. Anyway, so a vacation is when you quit. You get away from all the things that your natural instincts have been drawing you to. That you can't. Like, for example, I went on a cruise. You can't use your phone on a cruise.
Really?
Right.
I've never taken a cruise, so I don't know any of this.
You can't call anybody. You can only call around the ship, people on the ship. They have their own internet stuff based, and it doesn't allow you to call out and call home and see how everybody is and all that sort of stuff.
You wouldn't be able to call into your own show? You wouldn't be able to call me? Wow.
Nope, no internet going that way. So this is it is something that it forces people, in some cases, to get out of their habits or forces them to clear their mind. It forces them to do some thinking. Because outside of that, you're being bombarded every day with requests and demands and all that sort of stuff. And so that's what I call a vacation. Taking a couple of days off is fine for some people. It's, you know, I've taken a couple of days off. But
right.
I haven't been pulled away and gone away on purpose.
What? And I've done that too. Yeah. I've taken days off from work where it's like I'm mentally fried and I need a day to kind of just like relax and not do anything, just stay at home. That's the difference.
Well, a day for me, is not good enough.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, between taking a day off and a vacation. Now, for me, a vacation was back in March, right? About a month before I started doing your show regularly, I flew back to New York with my girl. We'd gone to see the Tampa Bay Lightning play a road hockey game. We saw them play in New Jersey.
Okay.
And after that was on like a Thursday night. So we flew up Wednesday, went to the game Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday stayed at my mom's on Long Island. And I got to see friends. I got to get away from it. I left the state. That to me is a vacation.
Okay.
Is being able to, like, sure, doing, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking doing anything in Florida by any means. But that's the difference between a day off and a vacation. A day off would be like go to the movies, go bowling, do like fun activities. Mm-hmm. A vacation is getting the heck out of Dodge and getting the heck out of the state for a few days.
That's a good way to put it, since it's your vacation. But in my interpretation, it should something that breaks your
monotony.
Right. It breaks up how you've been programmed and conditioned to keep doing things. You put yourself in a situation where you cannot do those things.
Right.
And your brain's going to be trying to tell you that you can, and then you can't, which means now you have to find something else to do that replaces all the things you were conditioned to do or programmed to do, which is what a lot of people fall into. They have to keep doing things, just like they have to keep picking up the phone. You know, it's very difficult to break those habits because we live by those habits until something forces us away. Anyway, so that's what I did. I forced myself away. Of course, I was invited, but I forced myself away because I haven't done that in quite a while. Anyway, but I strongly recommend that for those of you that are working 24/7 and you're doing it for 2, 3, 4, 6 months, figure out a way to break the cycle. You'd be surprised how much you can clean up and think about and organize and reorganize when you break the cycle, you break the habit. Anyway, so that's just my thought on vacations. But getting back to entrepreneurs, as a matter of fact, someone may be able to start a business doing that. Just matters the title you give it, how to break up the world you know in order to have a better one. Somebody could write a book on that. And I'm giving out some ideas and tips, but just think about the people who do that you might know that take time out to take a break. They take a break for a reason. And the purpose is to get them out of many habits that they're just naturally conditioned to. But I'm talking about business ideas, and my time is almost up. I got one more business idea that all of you already know about. But you can think about face painting. as a business. You could offer face paintings on Pacific, with Pacific makeup things. Imagine all the faces that got painted during Halloween. Somebody's doing that. Somebody's doing that for a fee. But it's a way of creating a business. It probably requires a good personality and understanding of paint and colors and all that sort of stuff, or learning what the other people want because it's their face. But offering painting faces just during that period of time, because that could be a very lucrative business, because it goes beyond Halloween. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about some of those ideas that I've given out. That you can go out on the internet. I'm going to suggest you type in Halloween business ideas and see what pops up, because that's for ideas that you could have. Maybe you have them but never thought that they were worth something that you could actually start or begin to go to work on. But they're just ideas. Ideas come from other humans just like you. And so I'm going to suggest that think of those thoughts that pop up in your mind of how you can think of you'd like to do something. And to me, the answer is pretty simple. Do something that you've always liked to do and find out how can you expand that. Because it may be as simple as somebody gives you a title to call it that you never thought of. You'll never know until you start thinking about it. You'd like to have a business doing X, or Y, or Z, but you don't know how to get started. Well, something's motivating you to think about it, and something's motivating you to say, I got something, but I don't know how to start it. Well, put the word out there that you'd like to start a business doing it. You'll get a lot of help from friends. Some will encourage you, some will discourage you. That'll kind of let you know the type of people you're around. Because doing anything different requires learning, and you're going to make mistakes, but it also requires guidance, because that limits the mistakes. But anyway, think about it, because that's what I'd like to suggest. But anyway, so I've given out my ideas. Really not mine. I'm sharing ideas that I went out and looked around and asked questions about ideas for starting a business during the Halloween season. But think of all the other holidays whereby we, as a species, we spend a lot of money on these things, and some of it could be your idea, because that's how all businesses start in my understanding. People come up with ideas, and your idea is just as valid as everyone else's, especially if you know that there's an opportunity to bring it to the market because it's not being used. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because that's what I really would like to get you to know. Anyway, you have a year. You have 360 days to look at getting it started, you know, so that you can enjoy all of that week of just Halloween or many of the other holidays. But I hear the music, which means my time is up. You're listening to Frank Sinatra, Singing My Way, because I want you to know all of the things that you like doing, know how to do, all that sort of stuff. You really have been doing it your way, and you could do it your way for a business. Okay, but stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, where we really take it to another level, but go out and make it happen, because you can do it your way, because it's your business. And we're out of here until next time.